are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gottsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus, The Hardball Times, Sporting News, and the ESPN Sweet Spot blog. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGotts. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. We also have an Instagram account at Locked On Yankees, all one word, so feel free to follow us there, like, comment, etc. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. It is Division Day every Wednesday in March. Well, not March 31st for me, but every Wednesday for the first part of March, I will be talking to the host of a division rival podcast. And today I will be talking with AJ Andrews of Locked On Blue Jays. We discuss moves that our teams made in the offseason, how we think the rest of the division is going to go, because right now, well, I'm not going to spoil it, but let's just say AJ and I have some thoughts about how the division is going to go. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and Locked On Blue Jays and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio.com, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. So as I said at the top of the show, it's Division Day, and we're doing this every Wednesday of March, although not me. I get the last Wednesday off, thank goodness. But for the first four Wednesdays of March, I'm going to be speaking with my fellow AL East hosts. And today's victim, just kidding, is AJ Andrews of Locked On Jays. AJ, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I actually have St. Patrick's Day off in this rotation, which I don't know how that's going to work out in this day and age, but hey, I get the donut schedule, I guess. But I'm happy to be here and talking with you, victim as I am.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
I'm interested in your thoughts about a lot of things, not just Blue Jays Yankees either. I think we should even talk about the rest of the division and how you think the rest of the division is going to go, because I think it's interesting what the other teams have done, haven't done, that sort of thing. But let's talk about our teams first.
Yeah.
Off-season moves. What was the favorite move of yours that your team did?
Well, first of all, I think not to spoil the rest of the division days, but this is the division talk right mm-hmm. here. Blue Jays, Yankees. Like, I'm sorry to everyone else, but what did y'all do in the off season? Because I'm trying to think. Like the Red Sox, they signed Kike Hernandez, and the Rays lost 2/3 of their big three starting rotation, and the Orioles are the Orioles. So, the Blue Jays going out and landing a $150 million free agent in the face of all that just like blows everything up. Like, usually it's Boston doing that, or it's the Yankees doing that. It's not us. So After months and months of being like, please, George Springer, please like us enough to sign, please, we'll do whatever. After finally getting George Springer to sign, that's like, that's the huge thing. That's even bigger than Ryu signing last year. Mm-hmm. 'Cause like Ryu, you could say, well, he's been injured a lot and he's in his 30s, whatever. Springer in his prime, a winning player, even with the garbage cans, whatever, don't care. Him signing with the Blue Jays is such a big turning point, because it officially shifts them from on the rise to we're here and we want a title.
Right. Right. So. Where the rest of the teams didn't really, the Blake Snell thing.
Oh my God.
Compounded on top of what happened in the last game of the World Series is just
I mean, I understand it's the Rays and they do this sort of thing, but it's just like a double whammy to me. And if I was a Rays fan, I would be so annoyed.
I mean, if you were a Rays fan, I'd be amazed. I think I've met like five of you. but it wasn't even that big of a contract. He was like, what, 13 million?
Yeah.
Like any other team, aside from like maybe the Pirates, I guess, would be clamoring to have that deal. And like, I know Luis Patino is a super prospect and he's got like a triple digit fastball, but Blake Snell is a Cy Young winner. He's a proven commodity. And like, I'm thrilled that he's not in the division anymore. So,
yes.
Hey, Tampa gonna Tampa.
Now, speaking of that, you just mentioned George Springer. I am not happy he's in the division. I had enough of him, you know, six times a year plus the playoffs. And now we're going to have to see him 19 times a year. So I'm not happy about that.
You could have made it go away by giving us DJ LeMahieu, but you wanted him back. So we had to go get Springer.
I know. And it's funny because when I was writing for the Hardball Times, I think this was 5 years ago already, or maybe 4 years ago. What is time? We had a chance to pick a player that we would build a franchise around, and I picked George Springer.
Aww.
Yeah. And then all that stuff happened, and I'm like, why did I do that?
I mean, you couldn't have known some of the other players that would have been available, because like Springer was... he was the crown jewel, essentially. I mean, yeah, I know Correa was the number one pick in Houston, but Springer seemed to be more the five-tool player than Correa. And like Altuve was never on anyone's radar anyway. Definitely not now, because again, Rubbermaid is banned from Houston dugouts. But just having that kind of complete player, and for a place where the Blue Jays have been trying to find someone, like the last truly elite center fielder they had out there was Vernon Wells. And he was that for like, what, a season before he got way too much money and then got given to the Angels.
Right.
So, and like George Springer is no Vernon Wells. Like George Springer has been consistently good for years. And I'm excited to have someone with that pedigree say, I want to play in Canada. I want to come to Canada. I want to win with this team. Because like that's, admittedly, Canadians have a bad habit of looking for that stamp of approval from Americans on a lot of things. But this is a stamp of approval on the Blue Jays.
Right.
In a moment, the conversation continues. But first, it's time for me to gush about my favorite protein bar ever, which is Built Bar, because it's the most delicious protein bar out there. They're covered in 100% chocolate. They come in 18 amazing flavors. My favorites, coconut almond, mint brownie, salted caramel, double chocolate. Double chocolate is so good. My God. There are 6 new flavors, caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp. All of those bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft. They're easy to chew. They're great for the health-conscious person. They're good if you want to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. They're low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber. They're great for the keto diet. And right now, if you go to BuiltBar.com and you use the promo code LOCKEDON20, that's a new code, LOCKEDON20, you'll get 20% off your next order. I would not steer you wrong. My mom has even fallen in love with Built Bar to the point where she keeps asking me when I'm ordering my next box. So I will be going to BuiltBar.com and using LOCKEDON20 to get 20% off.
Today on the Locked On Today podcast, 2 top teams in the NBA's Western Conference battle it out before the All-Star break. Will the Suns and Lakers meet again in the Western Conference Finals? Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get podcasts.
I won't get too much into it, but my God, I mean, there are times where I'm sitting here thinking, I want to move to Canada.
Hey, we got plenty of space.
I know.
It's just frigid. You have to be able to deal with that because, like, it's still 30 degrees up here.
Well, it's funny because, just to go off on a slight tangent, there's a company I follow on YouTube. They do real estate videos, and it's mostly around Toronto. And it's houses, it's condos, it's apartments, and they're sleek and they're really great. And every video I watch, I'm like, I want to move there so badly. Toronto just seems like a really cool place to be.
It is.
And I joked before the election that if Trump was elected again, I told my mom, I said, we're moving up to Toronto. We're going to find someone I know, live in their finished basement for a while, and then find a place to live.
Oh my God. Yeah. I say that as someone who did live in Toronto for a little bit. I could not afford one of those houses. But you probably could now. Real estate is apparently plummeting.
So it is.
Now's the time. Yes. Now's the time to get get out of the basement.
Yeah. If anyone wants to move to Toronto, right now is the time, because a lot of these condos and apartments that were astronomical are not anymore because of the pandemic and everything that's happening. And speaking of Toronto, I was supposed to take a road trip up there probably 17 years ago. My friend and I were like, the Yankees are playing. I can't remember. It was like the middle of the summer, maybe. And it happened to be a weekend. And she thought, we should drive up to Toronto. We'll drive around Toronto. We'll look for where they film Queer as Folk. We'll look at old Degrassi spots. Like, we'll find all these things to do while we're up there and see the Yankees. And we never got to do it. So I still have not been to Toronto, actually. Oh, so, yeah.
Now it's like Orphan Black and Kim's Convenience. I can point at those spots to people. But yeah, and it's nice to see other people have that appreciation too. I mean, not just Springer, but we got Marcus Semien. And, you know, he's a guy who's getting MVP votes in 2019.
Right.
Like, and, you know, I do wish we could have, figured out a bit more of the pitching side of things, but there are enough arms in there that I think we're all right. And I'm just very happy with that lineup, because that line, especially with Rowdy Tellez, the way he's looked so far in spring, I pity anyone who has to go against that lineup, because, you know, if we're starting Alejandro Kirk on that day, there's no easy out.
Right. That is a very scary lineup, I have to say. Now, you mentioned DJ LeMahieu earlier. That was the one move of the offseason that I was happy about. Not that I didn't think the Yankees were going to let him go. Not after the last 2 years that he had. And not after, I mean, even CC Sabathia would constantly post on Instagram about how awesome DJ LeMahieu was. Like, he loved him so much that when they re-signed him, he put a picture of a batting machine, like a literal machine hitting balls, like ball after ball after ball. And it said, you know, DJ LeMahieu re-signed. Here's a video of him working out. And it was just really funny to me. You know, because when he first came over, none of us wanted him. We were clamoring for Machado. We were clamoring for, you know, because we're Yankee fans, we want the Yankees to spend as much money as possible because we're spoiled. And although, to be fair, every baseball team should spend as much money as they can. Every baseball team should do what the Padres did this offseason.
Oh my God, the Padres.
Yeah.
Like, that's who I before Springer signed, that's who I'm like, why can't we be the Padres? They just got an entire starting rotation figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, especially looking at who we had at that point, it's like, we had the capital, we could have gotten Yu Darvish, and instead we're looking at Tanner Roark again. And yeah.
So going back to, actually, let me go back to the Rays. It drives me crazy that the Rays get away with being cheap because they somehow put together a team that does well. And I feel like every owner in baseball, no matter what the team is, I'm talking about the Pirates, I'm talking about everyone, I think there should be a salary floor. Not sure about the cap. I think the luxury tax kind of works as a cap, but I feel like no team should ever have less than a certain amount of payroll. Like, if I was rooting for a team and found out that the payroll was less than what Trevor Bauer was making a year, I would be pissed.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like that's just insulting to the fans, really. Mm-hmm. And I really don't want the Rays just to become MLB's farm team.
Right.
Especially if, you know, they end up moving to Montreal in a couple years, because what are they doing in Tampa? But yeah, it, like, I'm happy that the path for the Blue Jays is a little clearer mm-hmm. without the Rays in there. But at the same time, I would have liked to get some proper revenge for what they did in the postseason. I mean, yeah, it'll be fun to beat them, but I wanted to, you know, stick it to Blake Snell. I don't want to stick it to the husk of Chris Archer and Rich Hill. that's not as fun.
Right. That's true. Yeah. You know.
But yeah, like I said, it's going to be the Yankees and the Blue Jays, I think, battling out for it. I mean, I was a little more confident in us actually being able to handle it just with the way the rotations look for the Yankees. But I mean, you got Corey Kluber, and he's going against us tonight. We're recording this like Wednesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Kluber's going in the game tonight against Simeon Woods Richardson, which, I mean, I would actually take SWR. But then you got Jameson Taillon as well. You have Jordan Montgomery, who's still trying to come back. Like, both these teams have like question marks in their rotation, and I think the division's just going to come down to which of those question marks gets answered quicker.
Right. And who stays healthy.
Yeah. Which is a big ask for some of these guys.
Right. That's my big thing with what the Yankees have done. I like the idea of a low risk, high reward type of guy. But in the case of Kluber and Taillon, they have so many injury questions coming in. And for the Yankees of all teams, who've had so many injury problems the last three seasons, I just don't understand. I mean, I understand, but I don't understand why they would risk that. Because I've seen other Yankee teams where they think, okay, the offense is strong enough, we don't have to worry about the pitching. And, you know, sure, they made it to the playoffs in 2007 after starting off really horribly, but then they lost in the division series to Cleveland. And that was the year when, you know, Clemens came back in May. They thought maybe they'd have Phil Hughes, Ian Kennedy, Jabba Chamberlain. Like, they were trying to do all these things with the kids. I think Carl Pavano may have still been on the team at that point, but he wasn't doing anything. And, you know, I feel like this season could mirror that. I could see the Yankees starting off slow and then plugging some guys in and things working out where they kind of find their way back. But I shudder to think about the reaction of the fans if that happens. I'm a veteran at this. I've been watching baseball for 40 years. So I have learned the practice of Zen baseball. A lot of the younger people who watch baseball and who listen to this podcast have not subscribed to that yet. And I'm kind of afraid.
Oh, yeah.
Our conversation continues in a moment. But first, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. And speaking of full swings, there are baseball odds on BetOnline. You can bet on division winners, World Series winners, award winners, and speaking of that, they even cover award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. You get real updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Fantasy baseball addicts, you now have a new resource to help give you an advantage in your leagues. Locked On Fantasy Baseball. It's a daily fantasy baseball podcast hosted by veteran fantasy analyst Scott Cullen, who uses data and nearly two decades of fantasy baseball experience to offer the strategies and waiver wire pickups that lead to league wins. Season-long fantasy, dynasty leagues, DFS, Locked On Fantasy Baseball covers it all. Subscribe to Locked On Fantasy Baseball wherever you get podcasts. ¶¶
No, there's so many Blue Jays fans who really got back into it watching Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion and Josh Donaldson just light up teams. And I'm like, y'all think that happens on a regular basis. You don't remember the Corey Koski days and Adam Lind and Aaron Hill and mediocrity for 20 years. So just appreciate this.
Right.
I mean, I was like 4 when the Blue Jays won their World Series, so I didn't even really get to enjoy those titles. But this is the first time in my life when the Blue Jays could be considered a favorite in some way. And, you know, that's what makes me really excited to see how this is going. And I mean, so far, spring looks decent. Like, we haven't seen everyone yet. Like, Robbie Ray and Steven Matz have both gone out. And those were both guys who, you know, following the Blue Jays trend of acquiring guys leading the National League and really bad pitching statistics with them and Ross Stripling. Just seeing them be able to go out and have control and just pound the strike zone, that gives me a lot more confidence that, you know, one of these guys will step up and be at the third or even a second, depending on how Nate Pearson does.
Right.
Just to be the guy to allow the Blue Jays to compete in a playoff series. Because, I mean, it was kind of clear last year, like, they had Hyunjin Ryu, but the second Ryu started getting bombed, it's like, that's it, game over, turn the lights out.
I was thinking about, I just totally lost the train of thought. What was I thinking about? Crap.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Kluber tonight. Mm-hmm. Stanton is making his spring debut. Brett Gardner is making his spring debut. But with Kluber, I don't care if he gets bombed tonight. I don't care if he gives up 7 home runs in an inning, as long as his arm is still on. Because I'm one of those people that I don't care what happens in spring training. I just want these guys to make it out of spring training with all their limbs intact.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about 7 home runs. I mean, Teoscar is making his spring debut tonight. Rowdy Tellez is in the lineup, and new star slugger Logan Warmoth is in there. So, you know, there are a couple threats, but I don't think 7 home runs is in the cards. But yeah, that's essentially what I'm looking for as well. Just making sure, like seeing a guy like Tim Mayza hit the mound yesterday and be like, Tim, just don't let your elbow fall apart again. Cause like I was at the game where Mayza tore his UCL.
Ooh.
And you could like see it like hanging there as he collapsed. I'm like, oh my God, just please let that arm be solid again.
Yeah.
Like, so that's what I'm hoping. I just don't want any noodle arms to appear.
Well, what's amazing to me is when you look at a slow-mo shot or a frozen shot of a guy in the midst of a pitch and seeing what his elbow actually does, it's so unnatural for these guys to be throwing balls like that.
Oh my God.
It looks like every elbow in baseball is going to snap at some point.
Yeah.
Especially when you see a picture like that, it's horrifying to even think about it. And, you know, Masahiro Tanaka, the Yankees let him go. He's in Japan where he can now throw a forkball. So I'm sure he's very happy about that. But, you know, he pitched the entire time where we were terrified that he was going to snap that UCL the entire time from the first season that he pitched until the playoffs this year. All of us in the back of our minds are like, don't snap. Oh my God. Like anytime he did anything with his arm, that was in the back of our minds. And, you know, Jameson Taillon, he's had multiple surgeries and it's just scary to think about that sort of thing happening again. Hopefully it won't. Hold on. but, you know, I mean, these guys are putting themselves at risk all the time. But when you're coming back from surgery, it's even scarier.
And like, that was the entire thing with Nate Pearson last year. We're just watching him and like, don't throw your shoulder out, Nate. Please don't do anything. And then as the year went on, it's like, please just get through this inning, Nate. Please don't walk a guy. So it says something about how quickly those wants and desires can change. But right. Yeah, I think for both our teams, it's just going to be a matter of who gets the most out of their starting pitching and who can stay healthy, because if we end up having to throw Tommy Malone out there, I mean, we can just wave the white flag right now, because we are not getting into the playoffs if Tommy Malone is a part of our starting rotation.
Now, for the Yankees, you know, they have guys like Clark Schmidt, although he's hurt right now. Something's wrong with his forearm, which is, you know, precursor to what we were just talking about. You know, Davey Garcia is in the wings, although they might use him as a fifth starter. Unfortunately, and I'm not happy about this, Domingo Germán is back, so he's another arm. Michael
Garbage
King.
Person, Domingo Germán.
Yeah. Oh, I went off the other day on my show about it, and I had someone leave a comment on Instagram, and she basically said, I agreed with everything you said about Domingo Germán. So I was like, oh, okay, good. At least I wasn't yelled at. So.
Oh, my God. I got so much just being like, and now we talk about garbage person Roberto Osuna. And like, well, nothing's been I'm like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. You put yourself in that position. Like, guess what? I'm going to believe the woman in that scenario. So you're garbage person Roberto Osuna from now until the day you die.
Exactly. And we have two of them on my team, which is just...
I know.
It's so funny because Aroldis Chapman has given up big home runs in the last 2 years in the playoffs. And part of me is like annoyed because obviously I'm a Yankee fan. The other part of me is like, ha ha, because he's just a garbage person. It's so difficult to have people like that on your team because it's just, ugh.
That's why the whole time, as much as I really want another starting pitcher in Toronto, I'm like, please don't sign Trevor Bauer. Ugh. Please, for the love of God, don't sign Trevor Bauer.
Right. Yeah. Because there were a number of Yankee fans who were clamoring for them to sign him. And I just was like, nope, don't want it. And I even spoke about that too. And I was so glad that, I mean, especially given what the Dodgers gave him. I'm sorry. Okay. I know he had a good year last year, but it was 60 games. It wasn't the same amount of starts, obviously, as normal. He's really only had like two good years in his career. At 40 million? Really? For Trevor Bauer?
I am, again, so glad that neither of our teams, I'll say I'm glad that both our teams did not feel the need to pay that level of stupid money.
Right.
For a guy who you don't know if he will be able to avoid playing with a robot and missing multiple starts.
Oh, I mean, come on. The drone jokes just speak for themselves. That was one of the dumbest things.
And they go right over his head.
Ha!
Boom.
The conversation is going to end there because AJ and I like to talk, so there's going to be a part two tomorrow. Get ready! But for now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio.com, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Fantasy Baseball. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. Tomorrow.